Hi, this is John Hockey. This podcast is about assessment of insurable value. Now, I know we've covered this in class, but there seems to be a little problem, and that is the conceptual problem of understanding that an assessment of insurable value has no relationship whatsoever to market value. So let's cover a few points and see if we can get to the bottom of the concerns. So what is a valuation for insurance purposes? Let's cover that again. It's required by lenders, usually in a report that they require when you're actually telling them what the property is worth. They also want to know how much should the property be insured for. A valuation might also be required when insurance cover is being sought by an owner or an occupier, or, and this is the third instance, in connection with a loss adjustment following a claim on an existing policy. Now, an insurance contract is similar to any other sort of contract. It's legally binding between the parties, and the insurer indemnifies the insured against any loss arising out of a specific risk or risks. Importantly, here's the problem. Insurance valuations are not based on the market value of the property, but they're based on the cost of rebuilding. Obviously, they have to look at the cost of rebuilding in the event of total loss, which may be considerably different. Certainly different from market value. The valuation will take into account the cost of rebuilding plus additional factors. That will obviously depend on the type of insurance that's taken out. But it could include, for instance, demolition, site clearance, shoring and propping up, together with all professional and statutory fees that would be incurred when the property is being rebuilt. Now, building costs, normally based on the gross internal area of a building for commercial and industrial buildings, and gross external for residential property. However, this depends on which guide you use. So the guide I recommend you use in college is BCIS. That's the Building Cost Information Service. It's accessible via the library, A to Z resources. Now, what's going to influence rebuilding cost? Well, lots of factors. The type of property, the type of construction, the quality of construction, and the location, and in particular surrounding properties. What must be clearly emphasised is that the cost of a recent completed building on a cleared site, that is the cost of a new property, is going to be quite different from the cost of rebuilding that property when you've got properties next door to you. The site could be constrained. All sorts of things. So, remember, the cost of a reinstatement is more than new build cost. I've mentioned demolition costs, but don't forget that normally, before you can start building, you have to clear away what's there, and that's site clearance as well. Fees, you've got to take into account architects, surveyors, and engineering fees. Now, importantly, on BCIS, it does a lot of this for you, but do not look at the new build cost. Make sure you're on the rehabilitation or reinsurance or insurance pages. Those pages will ask you how much you want to use for VAT, for fees, for demolition, etc. And it'll allow you to be more accurate because you can use a geographic area. So, finally, a couple of points. Bear in mind that some properties would not be replaced in exactly the same form they're in at the moment. Think about power stations that have been built over a period of time, oil refineries, all sorts of onshore structures. They would be subject to technological and scientific advances, and so they would not be replaced exactly as they are at the moment. And my last point, the maximum liability for an insurer is the sum insured, even though this might not represent a total and full indemnity. For example, if a property should be assessed for insurance purposes at £500,000, but it's only insured for £400,000, then in the event of a total loss, the insurers will only pay out the sum insured, £400,000. Last point, this is known as the average or average clause. In the event of a partial loss, in the circumstances I've just described, the insurers would only pay out a percentage of the claim based on the same formula. I hope that's helped.